Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we got the lovely Chris Kane in from Sight for White. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. You say the nicest things.
I know.
And can I just, again, congratulate you on your award? That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well deserved.
If you look to your left up there on the wall, that's the previous years.
Okay.
You see why I'm running out of wall?
You are running out of wall.
Yeah. We need a bigger wall. There's a film with a quote like that, and you're going to need a bigger boat or something.
Something like that, yes.
Anyway, you've not come here to talk about us. You've come here to talk about Sight for White and the story writing competition.
I have indeed.
Ooh, yes. Have you had any entries?
Yes, we had a really good turnout of entries with some really creative stories.
Oh, that's good.
We've had the stories back from our mystery judges.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they have been sent off to our celebrity readers.
Oh, yes.
Right,
who were they again?
The celebrity readers we have got in no particular order.
Yes.
We have Dominic Minghella.
Oh, yes.
Mark Simmons, comedian.
Yeah.
We have Bethany Hare, who's best known for her role as Cher McQueen in Hollyoaks.
Right.
Right.
And the lovely Richard Cadell.
Okay. Oh, he's the sooty man.
Sooty and Sweep.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent stuff.
So that's
very, really good. So they're all back. So did they say what the quality was like?
I glanced over the comments from the judges, and again, they were saying the creativity, and it was really, really difficult to narrow it down to just three.
We're awash with talent on this island.
We are indeed.
So now you've got those, they're going off to be recorded, and hopefully, yes, if we got your permission, we can play those out over the Christmas period.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you anyway, but yes, please, that would be...
Because we like to do that over the Christmas period. It won't necessarily be Christmas Day, but it'll be over Christmas period.
And if the authors at some point would like to come in to be interviewed, they'd be more than welcome.
Thank you. Yes, again, that would be lovely if you're happy to do
only
that.
Only if they want to. I'm not going to drag them in by the hair.
Now, the big reveal is going to be on Monday week, isn't it?
Yes, Monday the 5th of December.
Yes.
Yep. Doors open at 6:30, yep, for a 7 o'clock start at the Riverside Centre.
Right.
So we are very much looking forward to that. And again, it's lovely to be live.
Yes.
And not doing a virtual awards ceremony.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice. They're live with people there and everything.
With actual people.
Well, Kelvin and I will be there to help out with slinging prizes at people.
Thank you. And Kelvin will be our technical sound.
I'll do the sound stuff, no problem at all.
You're a star.
And we'll get all that sorted out for you without any difficulty. Now, how many people are coming to that? Do you know yet, or is it?
Well, again, we are hoping for a full house because of the number of entries we've had. I'll be phoning people to say, please come along. I don't know who the winners necessarily are.
No.
Only the comments from the mystery judges. But, yeah, we'll be inviting people to come along to find out whether they've won or not.
Yeah. Okay,
but it's not just about going to find out if you've won. It's also an entertaining evening.
Yes.
It is.
We've got entertainment as well.
Entertainment.
What have we got?
No expense bed. We have got the lovely Ben Stubbs, who he's a singer, guitarist, performer.
Yes.
So he's done it for the last 2 years virtually for us.
Yes.
And has kindly agreed to come back and perform
and do it for real.
For us. Yeah. Yeah. So he's coming along. We've got a new choir called Sounds Lively.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to sing at the start or as people arrive, and then at the second half towards the end they'll sing again, so do some nice festive choir.
Oh, of course, yes, excellent stuff.
So that should be good. And we've also got another new person, Steve-O the Magician.
I don't know if you've come across him.
So he's kind of agreed to do some magic and a bit of comedy and all that.
And then, of course, you've got the entertainment of the awards themselves.
Yeah. So
who's handing out the awards, do you know?
It's not quite decided yet, but we will have... I can tell you we've got the High Sheriff coming.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've got Joya.
And she's lovely.
She is lovely,
she?
Yes. Joya Minghella Giddens will be coming.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
So... so that's all confirmed as we speak.
Yeah.
So is it at the Riverside Centre, Monday the 5th?
Yes, Monday the 5th. Yeah.
Doors open?
Doors open from 6:30.
Okay.
So if you're not...
And is it free to get in?
It is free. And also, you don't have to have necessarily written a story.
No, I was going to say, you can just come along if you want to.
If you want a free evening out and some entertainment...
Please
come
Why
along.
Not?
We'll have a raffle there, and obviously we'd encourage...
Of course there's a raffle.
To buy a few raffle tickets.
And the bar will be open at
the bar will be open as well.
Okay, excellent. So, it's not, there's no food or anything, but obviously they do bar snacks.
Yeah, they do snacks.
Crisps and chocolate bars and stuff in there. So,
but we are expecting a full house. So
good for you.
I think it accommodates about 150 people in the
I think that's excellent stuff.
So,
we're not going to be shivering in another venue then.
No,
another unheated venue where we nearly froze to death.
We did.
That was cold.
That's made me cold now just thinking about it.
I know, it was cold.
Yeah, it was indeed.
But we'll be in the nice Riverside Centre. Loads of parking.
Yep.
Yes. Just remember to enter the vehicle number as you come in. Please do that. And save a lot of money. There'll be people on the door, I'm sure, that will mention that to you.
Yes, Sue and Peter will be on the doors soon, sort of showing you in and showing you what you need to do.
Will there be many Sight for White people around?
Yes, all the Sight for White staff will be there. We will give up our time for the evening as well.
Good.
So, it should be a really fun and festive
evening. It sounds like
evening.
It.
As we say on a poster, it's fun, it's festive, it's free.
Yes.
Oh, all the Fs.
All the Fs.
Indeed. Right, so just a reminder, and we'll make sure that's on our website. It's Monday the 5th of December at the Riverside Centre. Find out who's, and there's some in each category, I'm presuming.
Yes, yeah, we've got the age four categories. Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
what are the categories again?
We've got under 8s, we've got 8 to 11, 11 to 17 and 18 plus.
Right. Excellent stuff.
Because I remember one year, the little lad of 4 won, didn't he?
Yes.
His little story.
I'm trying to remember his name. I think it was Freddie somebody, and he was
something
age
like
4.
That, yeah.
And he had it read out by Katie Manning.
You did, yeah. She did a lovely job.
She did, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yeah, fantastic
job. That, good
I think
lad.
That was the year before the cold venue.
Yeah, it was. Oh, well, thank you for that, Chris. We will see you there. And if you want to come along, don't let it put you off that Maggie and I will be there.
We'll be hiding.
We'll be behind the scenes and things.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.